If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this third day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Eli Manning, who is 30. I have socks. 30 years old. George Martin is 85 today. Stephen Stills is 66. Victoria Principal is 61. And do I even need to mention that it's Mel Gibson's birthday? Does anybody care? I guess Mel does. I'm really shocked that I actually remember that it was 2011 because I am still dating my checks 1968, much to the chagrin of my bank. That's all right. I don't have money to back up the checks anyway. Several things happen on this day in history, and this I find fascinating, that CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, sold the New York Yankees to a 12-man syndicate headed by George Steinbrenner for $10 million. I'd forgotten that CBS had owned that. A woman died in 1984 at Disneyland after falling from a ride. She apparently had unfastened her seatbelt while on the Matterhorn. That's just suicide, isn't it? And on this day in 1988, Margaret Thatcher became the longest-serving British prime minister in the 20th century. A lot of people ask me about America's obsession with the royal family and with Britain, and honestly, I call it the little brother, big brother syndrome, which I've completely made this up, and I have no degree in anything, so you're not really even dealing with a fertile mind. But the way I see it, is we are so joined at the hip, meaning America, that we're like the little brother, and Britain is the big brother. And the little brother always wants to live up to the big brother's expectation. So there is a certain undeniable part of America that's always trying to prove itself to the big brother. It's really interesting because I think, this is just my own personal opinion, but I think there are those of us that really seek and want some sort of royalty in America. You know, when Kennedy went into office, they called it Camelot, and we sort of saw the Kennedys as our royalty at that point. In fact, I heard that said a lot. I was like 10 or something when this was all going on, so I was kind of halfway paying attention, but I do remember it, and I remember it vividly. And we just love things British, and why not? I know everything sucks now, but it sucks for everybody. You know, it sucks for Britain. It sucks for us. It sucks all over the world. Thank you, baby boomers. You're welcome. Yeah, if I have to mourn anything, it's the fact that my generation has sucked at governing and everything that we've ever done. And I think that comes from just being a self-serving, self-centered, selfish generation. It's always been about us, and we can't even picture, fathom in our mind it not being about us. And sort of on a side channel, but not really, the History Channel yesterday, a cable channel here in America, spent the entire day telling us about 2012 and how the world's going to end. Oh, but if it were true, I'm going, yes, if you could just assure me that this is going to happen, I could make my peace, get things in order, and just lay down. I just won't even work anymore. I got enough money to run. If it's just going to last for another year or year and a half, I'm buying a MacBook. Yep, that's the way my mind works. If I'm going to live to 80, then I can't afford a MacBook. But if I only got another couple of years left, technology come to Bill. Jerry Parnell, who's like 120 years old and who will not shut the hell up, is much like me, was on Leo Laporte's Twit yesterday. And I had to stop listening to it, because at least yesterday, because everybody that was on it was on AARP. And please, dear God, get some young blood in this thing, will you? So he's talking about technology, and he did make one of the greatest statements I've ever heard about the two formats. He said, with a Mac, it either works beautifully or it's impossible. I mean, it's either the simplest thing in the world to do or you just can't do it. With a PC, on the other hand, if you have enough knowledge and you try hard enough, sweat hard enough, wait long enough, eventually it'll acquiesce. Starting to remind me of my prom night. And we'll see you tomorrow.